That's right. So jump the two. It's our time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find ourselves what's happened on today's day. Today being the 20th of July. Just what's gone on this day in history. On this day in the year 792, Gadam of Bulgaria defeated the Byzantine Emperor Constantine VI at the Battle of Marseille. Constantine had been biding his time following an earlier defeat, but was convinced by an astrologist that the stars said it was the right time for victory and attacked the Bulgarians. However, while Constantine had been hemming and hawing, Gadam had cleverly placed part of his cavalry behind the hills surrounding the battlefield in secret. The battle was a rout in which the Bulgarians destroyed and overtook the Byzantine camp and chased Constantine back to Constantinople. In 1189, Richard I of England officially invested as the Duke of Normandy. During the first Japanese invasion of Korea, Japanese forces led by Toyotomi Hideyoshi captured Pyongyang on today's date in 1592, although they were ultimately unable to hold it. 1807, Nisiphore Nisipisi was awarded a patent by Napoleon for the Pyrolilophor, the world's first internal combustion engine. In 1944, Nazi leader Adolf Hitler survived an assassination attempt. The July 20th plot, also known as Operation Valkyrie, led by German Army Colonel Klaus von Stauffenberg. The failure of the assassination attempt and the intended military coup d'etat that was to follow led the Gestapo to arrest, get this, more than 7,000 people, of which they executed 4,980 people. Nearly 5,000 people executed over this attempt. The USSR recovered two dogs, the first living organisms to return from space on today's date in 1960. 1968, the first International Special Olympics Summer Games were held at Soldier Field in Chicago, with around 1,000 athletes with intellectual disabilities taking part. The following year, in 1969, the Apollo 11 crew successfully made the first manned landing on the moon in the Sea of Tranquility. American astronauts Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin became the first humans to walk on the moon. So July 20th, one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. In very sad news, this day in 1973, Bruce Lee, the famous actor and martial arts expert, died in Los Angeles at age only 32 from a brain edema, possibly caused by a reaction to a prescription painkiller. Police in Canberra disassembled the original Aboriginal tent embassy and arrested eight protesters on today's date in 1972. The tent embassy had been established 6 months earlier, beginning on January 26 in 1972, in response to the McMahon Coalition government's refusal to recognise Aboriginal land rights. After it was destroyed, it was re-established in October of the same year. 2005, Canada became the fourth country in the world to legalise same-sex marriage. And finally, July 20th in 2015, the United States and Cuba resumed full diplomatic relations after five decades of radio silence. Some famous birthdays for us as well this morning. The founder of Modig Genetics, Gregor Mendel, 1822. Famed salesman Billy Mays, wait, there's more. He was born on this day in 1958. And Cormac McCarthy, author of No Country for Old Men and The Road, amongst others, is 85 this morning. Some absolutely terrific musos today. We are spoiled for choice. Kim Carnes, That Voice, 73 this morning. Mr. Carlos Santana is 71. JJ French of Twisted Sister, So Nice They Named Him Twice, is 66. Paul Cook, drummer for Sex Pistols, is 62. Stone Gossard of Pearl Jam is 52. Courtney Taylor of the Dandy Warhols is 51. And Andrew Stockdale of Wolfmother is 42. We are going out on this one this morning. Very recognisable artist. This one, of course, going out to Chris Cornell, best known as the lead vocalist for Soundgarden and Audioslave. Born on this day in 1964. One of the chief architects of the 1990s grunge movement, as well as just an incredible voice. unfortunately struggled with depression for most of his life, and last year in 2017 found dead after a performance in his hotel room, aged only 52 years old. Really an incredibly sad loss. Now going out on a classic from Soundgarden, this is Black Hole Sun for This Day in History on 2SER 107.3.